We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning. Welcome. It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, man, I'm going to call you out. You got a man crush on this dude that plays the character Reacher, which apparently he plays like a badass kind of guy, right?
Yep.
Alan Ritchson. Mm-hmm. And I read something on him. Didn't know anything about him, but I read something on about like his career. He really struggled. It was, you know, to get a decent role. Like he thought he was going, you know, great guns from the get-go, and he was losing roles to like the guy that played Thor. Like he was up for that.
Right.
And it's like, well, you lost to him, Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I mean,
not
you know,
shabby.
Yeah, don't
not shabby.
Yeah, don't hurt. Yeah, don't be so rough on yourself. Anyway, so from what I read, it kind of makes you kind of like the guy a little bit. Now I haven't seen the Reacher stuff.
Oh, it's
but
awesome.
You have.
The series is amazing. He does a number of videos talking about his faith and that kind of thing. So yeah, kind of a big fan.
Well, it's weird because Reacher, I was thinking Tom Cruise because he did play
the movie,
same character based on that. And
totally
it was
different.
Weird because I'm like, is he really called Reacher? Because Tom Cruise can't even reach the top shelf.
Wow.
I'll do my own sound effects.
Oh, wow.
This guy, though, looks like, apparently, he looks like the part, right?
Yeah, he put on like 40 pounds of muscle on top of what he had already to pull off this role.
But your man crush? It's over.
I'm done.
Yeah, here's one thing he did. He insulted cops basically across the country by claiming they get away with murder all the time.
Yeah. That,
really?
Like, really?
Come on. What are you, like a defund the police kind of idiot?
You're listening to the wrong people, dude.
Making it abundantly clear they won't stand for that kind of disrespect, leaders of the fraternal organization pointed out that real police officers put their lives on the line every day, while the pampered Richson merely pretends to be in danger while also getting his face and forehead powdered on the set.
Oh, bam!
Hey, tough guy actor, huh?
Take that from the cops.
Why don't you get in the line of real fire, pal?
Yeah.
Why don't you get...
And then he's made some comments about Trump and some Christians that support Trump. That bothers me, so, you know.
Just another useless Hollywood star. Virtue signaling. Look, his career's taken off, so he probably wants to solidify that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not doing a good job. Oh, by the way, he managed to insult Christians, too, who support former President Donald Trump. That was the final straw.
That's
wasn't
what did it
for
me, yeah.
He said, Trump is a rapist and a con man.
Come on.
Can you get away with saying that, really? I guess because he's a public figure, the same rules don't apply.
But yet, when Donald Trump responds to someone, E. Jean Carroll, and you call her an idiot or a moron or whatever, then suddenly you're in court.
Yeah.
So there's no equity here.
Yeah.
So he's kind of. I was really looking forward to the next season, but you know, blasting the cops and then calling Trump a racist and abusing Christians for voting for him. Look, as an American, you've got an opinion. And as an American, you share your opinion with your next-door neighbor, that's fine. But when you get on your platform, because you've got one, and you say stuff that we know is not true, especially when you're hitting a couple of categories that are
sweeping
near and dear,
with a wide swath to say, you know, cops get away with murder in a generalized way.
You can't say that.
Don't you think that actually will put more cops in harm's way? And again, once again, it affects the public and how they feel about law enforcement and stuff like that. And you're wrong.
Exactly.
And you're out of line.
Exactly.
And
I'm done.
So he's entitled to free speech. He can say these things. But when it comes back to bite you, as in like lower ratings, all of a sudden your appeal diminishes.
Yeah.
Don't come crying to us, pretty boy. All right?
Well,
don't cry to us.
It's an amazing show. He does an amazing job with it, and I was feeling very positive about him. Again, him sharing his faith and such, but once you cross the line there twice, no, I'm done.
We did mention Christianity, mm-hmm. and there's a story out of California where they're fighting back against the city. The city's trying to remove a cross. And it starts out like this, a California Christian club, which I thought was a shillelagh.
No, not that kind of
Get
club.
It?
Not that
Get
kind
it?
Of a club. Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's like a country club except of believers.
Right.
They're fighting to put their cross back on display after city officials used eminent domain to remove it while citing complaints of it being reminiscent of KKK cross burnings. And it's offensive to diverse communities. Really?
You got a comment you want to make on that on the air? Okay.
The Albany Lions Club has maintained their majestic 28-foot cross and lit it up for Christmas and Easter holidays to send a message. The message of God's love.
Aw.
Yeah, and to also provide some level of comfort to the Christian community. It's been okay and apparently not disturbing anybody too much.
Mm-hmm.
Going all the way back to 1971.
Oh, my goodness.
But now...
It's a problem all of a sudden.
It's a problem, right?
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.